Did you have any difficulty obtaining financial support for your beginning oceanography program?
As a matter of fact, that is the main difficulty always in establishing a new thing. But with the help of Dr. Webb, we could set aside already in the biology budget a post for marine work. And then this could later on be the base on which we could establish our new department. A second thing was that we should develop grants, proposals for grants, and I was promised that we could keep the overhead costs for the development of this marine biology program.
How did you come to obtain your research vessels for the graduate program?
Well, our first vessel was an open sloop, which was bought at the Norfolk Salvage shipyard. And subsequently, we got some smaller boats presented by interested citizens. We were able to use these boats and had the upkeep of it. Then, of course, later on, we obtained the larger vessels.
What was the student response to the new graduate program in oceanography?
In short, an increasing number of students, increasing each semester. They were excited about the program. When we started, we had mainly students coming from the Navy, Navy officers that were stationed here and took a number of courses. But when the program, when the new graduate program was installed, we could get students from all kinds of life.
How successful were you in obtaining federal grants for laboratory equipment and instruments in setting up the graduate program in oceanography?
Well, I think we did reasonably well. We obtained several grants, including one matching grant, which was the real thing to have to obtain quite a number of the usually very expensive instruments that you need to develop the graduate program.
How did you react to the U.S. Board of Geographic Names naming a glacier in Antarctica the Zonneveld Glacier?
Well, this was an honor bestowed upon me by the United States Board of Geographic Names, and I must say it was a cool honor.